God. Hey, guys, we are back from commercial break. I was trying to do a mic check here. I think my connection's going bad. Is anybody losing Carol? Because I was losing the break. The break was all garbled up.
I was hearing her pretty well.
I think I may be under attack. You hearing it pretty well? Okay, so then it's me. Are you guys hearing me okay?
I can hear you better now, yeah.
I'm breaking up, right? I'm breaking up. Okay. Okay. Well, everything is garbled on my end. all right, well, you know, I will... Okay, well, guys, I'm sorry about the technical difficulties. It's even affecting my speech. Will, you've got some great articles. I would definitely like for you to take the lead and get the discussions going here. Because, I mean, oh boy, today's a rough day with the tech, more than usual. Hey, I mean, I don't know. Are we talking about something that has been talked about before? I don't think so. I mean, we know what the royal family does. I don't know. Anyways, well, take us away with some articles, will you?
Sure. Yeah, one thing I'll actually just mention briefly before we switch gears. I just got this one right in front of me here. It's Newsweek, if you're scoring at home. Meghan Markle's racism claims not aired in 12 countries where Queen is sovereign. So first they issued a report saying, oh, yeah, you know, we'll take care of these claims in private. But this is actually pretty crazy that they censored her racism. So, you know, that that may have affected them. My question was, you know, why not go all the way? Why not say the... you know, the full hard truth while you got everyone's ear, you know, that'll make you more sympathetic with the people, but it unfortunately did not. That didn't work out that way. This is something interesting. This is out of USA Today. CDC, Dollar General are exploring a partnership to speed up COVID-19 vaccine rollout. So if you're pretty much anywhere in the United States, you've seen Dollar General's, Family Dollars, and Dollar Tree springing up faster than pretty much anything in this country. You know, we used to build bridges, and we used to build, like, skyscrapers and all this awesome stuff. Now we're just, you know, George Collin called a strip mall years ago. That was in the 90s. And it's even worse than that now. We're just a strip mall of dollar stores. And now, because Americans have been beaten into oppression by the Federal Reserve, don't worry, you can get your slave labor Chinese goods at Dollar Tree and get your vaccine right there, too. So I thought that was pretty disgusting and sad and interesting. It's like something out of the movie Idiocracy. I thought that was pretty funny. And, you know, we got to talk about Joe Biden, too. This is a headline out of the AP. Biden's Russia credentials questioned over European pipeline. I'll read a bit here. After years of Democratic accusations that former President Donald Trump was too soft on Russia, the Biden administration is facing Republican criticism of its approach to Moscow. In particular, Republicans accused him of not doing enough to halt a gas pipeline to Europe that many believe will give Russia a tool for political influence over energy-dependent Central and East European nations. To make the point, they've delayed the confirmation of some of Biden's top national security nominees, including for the CIA and top spots at the State Department. So you have Biden colluding with Russia for this pipeline. Nobody gives a damn. Nobody really cares about that. The uprage. Nobody. Who cares about Russia anymore, right? It's not even really an issue anymore. Who cares about Russia? And I just thought that was... you there?
Yeah.
All right, yeah. So you have that going on, the hypocrisy going on with that. You also have the hypocrisy at the border. We have a record number of migrants basically detained in the border. The left doesn't care about that. I will give the left credit on this. The top thing on the Huffington Post, which has recently kind of merged with BuzzFeed, and they lost like 46, 47 journalists, Top headline here is awful in Albany, six Cuomo allegations. So yet another allegation against Cuomo. I believe all survivors, but I also like due process. And although Cuomo has been quite a terrible tyrant, he deserves a due process. But it's just funny to watch these people eat their own, very unfortunately. And it's just actually rather extraordinary to see, you know, when is this going to end? We're talking about cancel culture, canceling Eminem, who said a lot of terrible things and hasn't gotten canceled. And then there's this beauty from a couple days ago that I saved. This is out of NPR if you're scoring at home. Switzerland approves ban on face coverings. Now, I've been ranting, so I'd like to get the guest take on all those topics. Pick up any one of those that you want. I got tons more. But this final article I'll talk about real quick. Switzerland approves ban on face coverings in public. I'll read a bit of this here just to show the weird hypocrisy going on here. Swiss voters approved a proposition Sunday banning facial coverings in public. Hijabs and burqas worn by almost no one, even among the country's Muslim population, will be banned outside of religious institutions. The new law doesn't apply to facial coverings for health reasons. So you got the right-wing people all scared of the Muslims who aren't really doing much to the Swiss, and it's a very, very small part of the country. They're banning you wearing face masks there, but then you are also at the same time mandated and required to wear a face mask even though it's banned. So I never thought we'd get to this level of hypocrisy, but what do you guys think about that?
I think we need to take back our power and stop listening to authority and government and police and lawyers and doctors and politicians and TDs, and start listening to ourselves and our bodies and our intuition and our inner voices and our divinity and our God source, and start listening to ourselves and what we need as individuals with our health, with our bodies. You know, if you have a craving for a food, it's because your body is needing that food. So I think we need to come away from the BS and the nonsense and the narrative and the mainstream and the media, and start listening to ourselves and our own inner voices. That's what I think. V, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, we need to start doing what we want. We need to act like white blood cells. When we see something bad, we need to start forming around it and arresting it and removing it. You know, you see somebody minding their own business doing something, you know, just minding their own business, not hurting anybody, and you see a cop roll up on them, harass them for something stupid like not wearing a mask. You know, if you're walking by, you need to walk over, get involved, and then each person, everybody on the street, should stop and get involved. Every person, and just surround these people.
Am I allowed to jump in there, V? Because
go ahead.
Thanks, darling. I've seen so many videos of, especially in America, because I think the police brutality in America is worse than the UK. I think, I could be wrong, but I've seen so many videos, this especially this last year, on Facebook and other social medias, where you've got a lot of police brutality, and yet people are recording these incidences, these murders in the extreme form. And no question mark if that was real, but with the real incidences, for example, you know, I don't understand why people are filming them and recording them and stood there, because that is, in essence, that is you acquiescing to the whole situation, the whole scenario, the whole narrative, negative narrative. Sorry, I can't get my words out. So, you know, we need, if we see something, if we see an instance, if we see someone being attacked, whoever it is, you know, if it's a policeman in the UK or America or Canada or wherever it is, India, you know, we need to not just film it or record it. We need to jump in and say, stop, this is not okay. Whether the police, whether it's a policeman or a politician or your neighbor or whoever it is, we need to stop seeing that label of authority and that uniform. We need to take back our power and stop giving it away to authority. That's one of the biggest crimes against humanity, is that we've been taught and dumbed down and manipulated and controlled and programmed to believe that we are far less than we really are. And we give away our power so much, so much. It makes me so angry because, and so passionate, because we give it away. Human beings give it away all the time to anything that's outside of them. Their child's teacher, their child's doctor, their child's coach or football coach. Anything that is authority, we are taught to follow like sheep the authority, and whatever decision they take, whether it's to wear masks or not wear masks, or like Will was saying, sometimes it can be both situations in the same country, but, you know, opposing laws in the same country. So that is nonsense. I didn't catch what country that was, but there's so much corruption and negativity and BS in the world, so that we really just need to stop and put our bags down, and our luggage is the programming. And just realize that we have been played on a mass scale. I mean, it's beyond words, you know, on a mass scale about everything. I'm sorry for interrupting, V. Now I just wanted to jump in.
No, you weren't interrupting. I was pretty much done with what I was saying.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, go ahead, Will.
I totally agree with what she's saying. We need to start doing it. I mean, at first people were warning, hey guys, you know, if you guys don't take action, it's going to get to a place where it's going to be really hard to come back from. And now we're a year, almost exactly a year into COVID, at least the lockdown from over here. And we saw, you know, a few protests once or twice during last April, maybe one during the summer, and everything stopped as soon as Biden got in. Like, everything stopped. Nobody cared about the illegal wars. Nobody cared about the migrants. Nobody cared about Russia. Nobody cared about reopening anymore, you know? So it's, I don't know what we need to do to get through to other people. But you know what? We might have to start, you know what? Because I believe Carol was saying earlier, you know, I usually don't watch stuff like that, you know? I mean, I know about the royal family. I know they're baddies. I know they've done, you know, some terrible stuff. They're affiliated with terrible stuff. But I'm like, oh, that's gossipy. That's this and that. But at the end of the day, you know, it's important to, I'm going to actually start paying attention here and there to celebrities and the Grammys and maybe a little bit into football and pop culture, because I've gotten away from that so much over so many years that that's not only a way to reach other people, but also to see what's going on and be able to have conversations with people that, you know, aren't 1,000 feet down the rabbit hole.
Yeah, I'm feeling the same thing at the moment, Will, where, you know, I actually want to go and buy a TV and to start reading newspapers and things like that. I didn't hear what has been happening with Eminem. You mentioned him earlier.
Yeah, there was a headline about Eminem, I believe it was from CNN. I kind of just really discarded it, but I could pull it up in a second. But it was basically saying that, you know, Eminem released a song after him, you know, people going after him, trying to cancel him. And we had Tulsi Gabbard speak out against cancel culture, saying it ends up And the ultimate extreme of cancel culture is Muslim terrorist and Sharia law, so forth. But it's just that they created this cancel culture, and then they're eventually canceling a lot of their own people too. And I just wonder how long that will go on for. It's really crazy. You know, you really got to be walking on eggshells what you say or do. Burger King made a joking tweet, which I actually thought was pretty funny, which they've since deleted. But it said, "Women belong in the kitchen." And then right after that, the next tweet said, "Of course, if they want to. Women are underrepresented in the food industry, and so we're giving this and that to help them get back into the thing." So it's kind of a joke, but they weren't really saying women just belong in the kitchen. And then they said right afterwards, "Of course, if they want to." I thought it was really funny. But then they canceled Burger King, and they had to delete their tweet. So you got to be real careful.
Yeah, so what has he been saying? What has Eminem been saying that got him canceled?
I don't think it necessarily was anything he said. I think it was probably the anti-Semitic things. The homophobic things he used to rhyme about and stuff like that. That's typically what it is. I'll pull it up during the next break, or actually now.
So stuff he said in the past is coming back to bite him in the butt now?
Well, yeah. I mean, the same thing happened with Kevin Hart a few years ago when he was asked to host, like, the Academy Awards or someplace, some fancy dancy fashion, you know, awards gala thing. And he's a person of color, and they dug up some tweets he had that were homophobic, quote unquote homophobic. They're just jokes, and they canceled his opportunity to do that. But it's interesting because they don't cancel FDR, they don't cancel Prince Andrew, they don't cancel like the royal family, the real racists, these real people. They're not getting canceled, but the rest of us are.
Yeah, that's a bit ridiculous. And that is a precursor to, 1984. Speaking out against the state. What? Did you say 4 plus...
Just quickly.
4 plus 4 equals 2. 8? No, it equals 7. Repeat after me, it equals 7.
Well, about a year or two ago, Amazon actually banned 1984. They banned it from their online store. And, like, the epitome of irony. Yeah, Google that, listeners, for the next break. And
I've never actually read that.
It's a read. It's actually not as bad as what we're going through today,
no.
In my opinion.
You're right. It's far worse today.
Far worse.
Orwell could not have envisioned some of the stuff that's going on today, for sure. I mean, talking about the doublespeak, right? Go ahead, Tarby.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, I find it astounding. It's just they're putting out these things, these plans, and because the conditioning, it's the conditioning. That's what I was getting at, it's the conditioning. So if they're going to get us to accept it in these areas and have this cancel culture, I mean, I don't know. It's like being impeached before you get to presidency. I don't know. It's ridiculous.
Do you know what I think it is, V? I think that people are... It's more than programming. It's the chemtrails, the nanotechnology, it's the
fluoride and water.
Yes, it's all of that stuff that has been targeted upon us and sprayed down upon us that must contain nanotechnology, and then we kind of go into then it kind of gets into Morgellons. But I think that's what it is. I think people have been so weaponized against and targeted, and with sprays and chemicals and toxins and fluoride, and we've just been hammered with chemicals that people are so, and they don't realize it, but they've been so dumbed down to not have a voice, to not speak up, that they really are just following like sheep. They've been, they're asleep, basically. They're asleep. You know, even, you know, the toothpaste, the fluoride, and the water, the fluoride. And so everything has been weaponized, and you know, the toxins and the food and the chemicals. There's nothing in the supermarket any day, these days anymore, that is good for you. So I think that's what it comes down to. I think people are just, you know, our bodies have been so infiltrated with chemicals and toxins and things that cause us to be asleep, like fluoride, you know, to do with the pineal gland. And people are just so asleep. I think that, and that's also linked in to the natural evolutionary process, because that we're in, because we are waking up, we are in the process of naturally a natural evolutionary process that is, that they cannot stop. They are trying their best at the moment to stop it, and it may get worse, but it's, this is a natural process of evolution that you, and you cannot stop that, whatever you do.
Well, and see, some of these, and I've spoken to some of these POSs, they seem to think that it's the natural evolutionary process for them to take over every aspect of our lives. Yes, inject us with nanoparticulates so they can transform us into robots very slowly and control our lives, control, because it'll be better for humanity if they're able to think for us and make decisions for us. We are going to a new age of mankind. I've spoken to some of these deluded POSs. They really believe this.
Yeah, they really do. And it's beyond me. It's beyond words how evil they are. I mean, they only have 3% of their soul essence left. So they're pure evil. Pure evil, and they're not even human. They're the reptilian or wherever they come from, but there's no humanity within them, which is also a play on words, because you've got human ET. You know, our language has been manipulated, and we've had hundreds of words, perhaps thousands, but hundreds of words that have been taken out of the English language and just eliminated. Just got rid of. So,
well, for me though, it's not a question of good or evil. For me, it's a question of competence, and these people are not very competent. If they had the most evil plan in the world, and there was 100% it was going to work, well, I'm sure mankind will come out on top through this mess some way. Okay, but if I'm dragged into the picture and figure everything out and start messing things up, well, your plan kind of sucks. And I don't trust you with a freaking potato gun. So that's where I'm caught up. They're incompetent. People are figuring stuff out left and right. And they think that we're stupid. It's just the fact that they're stupid for thinking that we're stupid.
But
yeah, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say that they have, you know, huge advanced technology that we're not being shown. The mainstream media are not showing the huge advances in technology that we're talking about. I mean, I know that they are, that we already have we are hundreds of years in advance of the technology that we're being shown. And that is always increasing, rapidly increasing as time goes forward. So the negative agenda has this huge amounts of vast negative technology, but they are not evolved spiritually. So we need to get on board with that fact. And we need to, as light workers, as white hats, we need to, and maybe we already have, and I'm just not aware of it, but we, hopefully, that's the situation. But we need to get on board with the technology that is available to us and that the negative agenda has. And as light workers, as white hats, we need to start using some of that technology for our side, for our agenda as the white hats and light workers. We need to start coming up with our own advanced technology and using that for the light and the love of humanity and driving that forward. And that's going to take money. So that's the way we need to go. I feel that's the way we need to go. I don't see any other solutions that will take us forward in a 3D level as quickly. I mean, it's technology that they're working with. Without the technology, they wouldn't be as far as advanced as they are today in the negative agenda.
Well, so yeah, that is precisely the difference between now and the past. I mean, we've had corrupt governments rise and fall over and over again. That's the sort of humanity coming back from the cancer. But now, the cancer has evolved because the cancer has the kill switch.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
All right. So, hey, I know we're coming up close on a commercial break. Can we tease the next article?
Yeah, absolutely. We got a couple here. I'll tease them real quick. So, first one is bodybuilding steroids linked to long-term testicular damage. That's one, and I'll expand upon that. The FBI is looking for gold in Pennsylvania. And also, U.S. prosecutors allege Honduras president helped move drugs. So I'd like to talk about those when we come back.
Oh, wow. Okay, well. Wow. You know, I'll tease us with a few titles there. All right. I don't know. I think we got about a minute and a half. Let's go into one of those.
All right, we'll go into this one first. This from CNN Health. Bodybuilding steroids linked to long-term testicular damage, study finds. And this is like, duh, we already kind of knew this, but anybody that's been paying attention to the police, at least here in the United States, over the last decade or two, you got all these ripped cops with these weird tattoos. Some of them are legit in secret societies and legit in gangs. And they got all this, these steroids, and it's affecting their testes. It's affecting their testes. They're not brave. They can't stand up for anything. They've been completely emasculated. They want to drug test the people, on welfare, but, why don't we start drug testing these cops?
Oh boy. Well, you know, that's something I've always been passionate about. And now that there's new research about this, I would definitely like to link a few things together with the subject. Oh, wow, I can't wait. All right. We're going to go to a commercial break, and we're going to talk about these neutered mutts.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Flow over 9,000. My girl is over 9,000. My squad is over 9,000. Everything we do is over 9,000. Flow over 9,000. My girl is over 9,000. My squad is over 9,000. Everything we do is over 9,000. Flow over 9,000. My girl is over 9,000. My squad is over 9,000. Everything we do is over 9,000. Flow over 9,000. My girl is over 9,000. My squad is over 9,000. Everything we do is over 9,000. Flow over 9,000. Girl is over 9,000. The squad is over 9,000.
Right,
everything
right.
We do is over 9,000.
Well, I'm going to try my best here to be involved in the last 30 minutes of the show here. My connection is trashed, so I do apologize at a time. Anyhow, wow. Subject. Yeah. Let the caller know. We'll get right to her in a minute here. So, something I've been advocating for a long time is cops being tested. Not just cops. All civil servants should have a drug test. All civil servants, from the garbage man up to the president. Okay? That is, yeah, I know. My connection is bad. It's so bad. I do apologize. You know, Okay, well, okay, Mike says my signal's coming in fine, so I'll just keep going for right now. So, yes, the steroid junkies and the police force, it's hypocrisy, yes. They justify it how they want to justify it, but if somebody else has a use for something, it can't be justified. The hypocrisy, once again. Anyhow, the fact that the testicles shrink, well, we've always known that the package down there, the penis shrinks, all that, with steroid usage. When I tell people about that, when we talk about that, there's something very simple. There's a simple concept that I grew up with, and that there is something, to gain something, you have to lose something. Everything costs. In other words, there's no free lunch in nature. Okay? You can get big muscles and roided out. You've got to sacrifice something else. And the fact that these guys, they really don't need their penises. They don't need their testicles. They follow orders. They can't keep relationships. I know most cops beat their wives. They're very aggressive. They get off on wrestling men all day long anyways. So, these things, if you had a Venn diagram, you would see where a lot of the stuff fits with a lot of other things. You know, I think I might make one day and just post it up. I know it's going to make a lot of people mad, but I think I might do that. That's a little side project, though.
I think you should do that.
We do have a caller, so we'll go ahead and get on the line with the caller. Go ahead, caller. Fort Worth, go ahead.
Hi, this is Pat. You mentioned cancer, and I thought about this, you know, and y'all talking about the steroids. They're using those. They're killing people with steroids now. They are. But I won't get into that.
They almost killed my mother with steroids. My mother had medical condition, which they treated with steroids. She gained like 300 pounds. And yeah, it almost killed her. She had to get the gastro surgical operation just to lose the weight. And she's still barely recovering from that. So, yeah, absolutely.
I could have gone that way myself one time when I damaged my arm and I couldn't raise it. I said, no, I'll learn how to use the other arm all the time. Just use that one as a backup. And it got well. I didn't get a steroid. They would have got over it one day. I didn't do it. And I nowadays, I wouldn't let anybody inject me with anything. I'm sorry. Of course, I'm, you know, up there in age. And that's another reason. But the cancer thing, okay, that's the next thing you're going to do. That's the next
Absolutely.
Thing.
Absolutely. And well, hey, do you have a question or comment for our guest, Pat?
No.
By chance?
No, I think she's doing a good job. You know, and but
you like Carol?
I usually. everybody. I mean, you
I
know,
think she's doing a good job. But guys,
so many subjects that I have to. I have to tune in.
Unfortunately, guys, I have to dip out. I can't make out a single word anybody is saying, guys. So, Will, if you wouldn't mind taking over for me, brother, I would really appreciate it.
Sure. So I wanted to talk about this quickly, too. This is maybe the most important article that we'll be covering today. This is from CBSNews.com. The headline, if you're scoring at home, is The Codebreaker. Jennifer Doudna, and how CRISPR may revolutionize mankind. I've talked about this a lot before. V has spoken about this a lot. But I'm going to read a little bit of this, and then maybe we can discuss the ramifications of what this technology really means. Carol, our guest, was talking about how they have technology years ahead. She's absolutely right. I believe that this is one of the technologies that they've had for a very long time. Usually when we see something, it's when, you know, they've already got all their use out of it and are maybe setting us up for some type of change in culture. So when Jennifer Doudna won the Nobel Prize in Chemistry last year, there was no special black tie ceremony in Sweden. Because of the pandemic, she picked up the medal in her backyard. Correspondent David Pogue asked Doudna, "Let's cut to the really important thing. Where do you keep your Nobel? Blah, blah, blah. Where she keeps it? Da, 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 da." All right. Doudna is a biochemist at the University of California, Berkeley. She and her collaborator, Emmanuel Charpentier, won the Nobel in 2012 for work on scientific breakthrough that's frequently described as with words like miraculous. The gene editing technique known as CRISPR, and it's an acronym for Clustered Regularly Interspaced Short Palindromic Repeats. So basically what they can do, long story short here, is, let's see, this guy's got Alzheimer's, this person has cancer, we can use this CRISPR technology to cut that right out of their DNA. We're just going to cut that out. That sounds great, that sounds good. Every time they give us a new technology, they're not going to make it sound like the end of the world, but they also talk about the ability to modify DNA and to change DNA, to add sequences and things to the DNA code. So they're literally deleting things, which is, and everyone's lauding this, but to me, guys, I don't know what to think, but to me, this is more eugenics. We're going to have designer babies. We're going to have certain people bred out of the human race. What do you guys think about that? Carol, you there with me?
Oh, yes, I'm sorry, I'm here. I was talking away, and my mic was off. I was just saying...
Oh, okay. Start again.
No, I was just... Well, that's okay, darling. I just wanted to jump in and say that I remember when I was growing up in the 80s, I remember newspaper articles of Dolly the Sheep in the UK, where they had genetically created a sheep. So, you know, and if that was in the 80s, they were well advanced back then. So that's one of the things that they were sharing publicly. But behind the scenes, you know, they are so vastly, not just with technology, but also with genetics and DNA and advancements. And I have seen that there was a film made back and I guess it was the 80s, where they had combined a human with an ape and to see what would happen. Now, I do know absolutely that the movies and the films that we are shown are vastly truth. The vast majority of the films that we are shown are them drip feeding us with bits of information and truth, things like Star Trek and Star Wars and other films and movies. So,
well, talking about a film, talking about a hybrid half human, half monkey or ape. Actually, Stalin tried to do that. I believe in the 1920s, he tried to do both ways, inseminate a woman. There was actually a woman volunteer who volunteered to be inseminated with monkey DNA, monkey semen, and it didn't work according to mainstream history. Who knows if it worked, but, I mean, even
well,
if that's a monkey,
it did work.
This is going back to the 20s, you know, so it's not even just science fiction. In the 80s, it's something they attempted to do in Stalin's Russia. Now, I know we only have about 15 minutes or left of the show,
oh,
and I have other articles which are super fine, but, you know, I often don't go down the rabbit hole. I do believe that there are a certain amount of anomalies that we can't account for. I definitely believe that there's bigger things than me when it comes to UFOs. I do believe a lot of them probably are military, but I do believe there's a certain percentage that's not. And you kind of discussed that a little bit, and we're talking about reptilians. How far do you think this rabbit hole goes? Because that's something that fascinates me.
I think it goes to infinity and beyond. That's what I think. I think once you open Pandora's box, which is the rabbit hole, you can just keep going and going and going, and I don't think it ever stops, because the universe is always expanding. It doesn't get to a point where it stops and that's it. Humans are always actually evolving, and there may be periods in our history where it doesn't seem like or doesn't feel like way that we are evolving, where there's a resting period. And I wouldn't even call it a resting period, but we've had Lemurians, we've had Atlanteans, we've had so much going on behind the scenes that is not shown to us. And going back to the medicine, actually, and before I go into the medicine a little bit, I would also like to say to Pat, if you're still listening, I'm so sorry that I didn't get a chance to say hello to you. Or speak to you. My heart really goes out to you, and I wanted to say hello, but then you were gone. So please, at some point, do call back. That would be great. And to do with the medicine. You know, we know there was a point in our history of humanity where we didn't have doctors, we didn't have big pharma, we didn't have medicine in the way we do have it today, or things that are supposedly good for us, which are not good for us. You know, things like steroids and the thousand other items that are available. So, and yet we survived with our natural medicine, with our herbs, with our plants, with our nutritions, with the sun, with the air, with the water, with the clean air, with the clean water. So that's what we need to get back to. We need to stop. I mean, I could say it till I'm. I could say it a million times because I'm so passionate about it. You know, I'm here for this purpose. I'm here for this window period of opportunity. And I believe V is the same, and many others. There's so many of us that are coming together. And it's such a beautiful time on Earth, and it's amazing, and it makes me so passionate, you know. And I never really wanted to be here until last year when COVID kicked off. Never really wanted to be here, never fitted in, never was understood by normal people, was always different, was always seen as the black sheep, the odd one out, the crazy one, the conspiracy theorist, whatever you want to label me. But now, when COVID kicked off, I actually was so grateful and so thankful to be here, because I understood that I wasn't just here for my lifetime and my mission and my purpose, but actually it's a window opportunity of this time, the great awakening of humanity, where everything is crumbling and falling away. And what a freaking awesome time to be here. And I
not
feel that
more, because when these people are making their move, their strike. You know, if anybody watches boxing, I'm not a huge boxing person myself, but, you know, when someone winds up to make a big punch, a haymaker, that leaves them completely open to attack. So while they're cocking back and winding up, metaphorically, of course, we have a great opportunity, like you just said, to blow down the house of cards. I wanted to know a little bit about your beginnings, how you fell down this rabbit hole. But before you get into that, and I'll ask you again at the end of the show in a few minutes, how can people reach you? How can people get in touch with their information? How can people donate to you? Are you on any social media?
Thanks, darling. So my website is thepleiadianchild.com. I have some Facebook groups. The two main ones are...
Could you spell that website? I'm sorry. And repetition is key, especially when we're on air. People are going to want to, you know, it's one in one ear, out the other one. So if you repeat it a few times, it'll be in someone's mind until they get a chance to put it into a browser or write it down. So repeat your website a couple times and spell it, please.
Okay, thanks, darling. So it's the pleiadianchild.com. So it's P-L-E-I-A-D-I-A-N child.com, the pleiadianchild.com. And my Facebook groups, my main ones, are The Great Awakening of Humanity 2020 and The Cosmic Ascension Waves of Light. I also have a Starseed Weekend workshop coming up. If you go to my website, thepleiadianchild.com, you can find details about that. What else would I like to share? I have my book, The Pleiadian Child, available on Amazon. You can either find me under Carol Noonan, N-O-O-N-A-N, or Soma Ara on most usual suspects of social media. And my YouTube channel is Carol Noonan, which is N-O-O-N-A-N.
Yeah, and guys, if you want, just Google her website, and it'll take you right there. So just go to thepalladianchild.com, 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 thepalladianchild.com. I'm on it right now. I'm just going over and subscribing to her YouTube channel as we speak. So go check it out and support people as well. But yeah, tell folks how you got down this rabbit hole, or were you kind of, did you have parents that were kind of like woke, as the kids say?
God, you know, I've always had, I mean, I can't, you know, I've never had normal, never, not with my birth, not with my childhood, not with my teenage years. Nothing about my life was ever normal. I had a tremendous amount of abuse and poverty and trauma and blah, 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 blah. As a child, right from the get-go, right from day dot. So, and a lot of those memories I don't remember. When my brain is ready to able to remember, it will. But I don't want to force that. I want it to come naturally. And it may never come, and that's fine. But so I had experiences as a child, negative and positive. It was through the trauma that I actually began leaving my body and connecting with Pleiadians and Jesus and my guides and loved ones and spirit. And, you know, they were always there for me. My guides used to sing to me. I was given downloads of information from the Pleiades to do with Egypt and the Sphinx and underground tunnels and Egypt. And I was reading Edgar Cayce and at the age of 12 and meditating after my out-of-body experience. So I've always been different. You know, I'm not from here. I'm from the Pleiades predominantly, I feel, at the moment, although I do have a strong Lyrian energy that's coming through at the moment.
Let's
and
talk
I need
about
to...
that, because I've heard some of the concepts that you're talking about, but you said you're not from here, from the Pleiades. Why and where do you think most of the people on the planet are from?
I think there is a very strong likelihood that there is 144,000 of us that are not from here, that are star seeds. I really, really feel that V is one of them. I feel that we are all here, like I am, with a purpose, with a mission, with a reason for being here. And it's to help wake humanity up. I feel that we are here to raise the awareness of humanity's consciousness, and we are part of this window opportunity of time that is to do with the great awakening of humanity. We are not from here. That is why we stand out. We are different. We are the black sheep of the family, which is actually the other way around. We are the white sheep of the family. So that rabbit hole is huge. You know, when you fall down that rabbit hole or open Pandora's box, it just keeps going and going and going and going and going. It doesn't stop. It's a bit like the universe. And once you open Pandora's box, you can't close it again. You just can't close it again. Even if you wanted to, you wouldn't be able to, because once you shine a light on that energy, on our true reality, our true nature, of the truth of everything, it just keeps getting lighter and brighter and bigger and bigger. And it just keeps expanding itself. So there's always more to know, there's always more to learn, there's always more to research, there's always more to experience, to understand, to know. There's always something more beyond. There's always something more beyond the door or whatever. So, and it's actually to do with expansion and evolution of humans, because we have been genetically modified, and our DNA was changed, was manipulated, was dumbed down at the time of Atlantis. And everything now is a reversal of what happened at the time of Atlantis. So the Earth was knocked off its natural axis by a large meteor that was probably deliberately put into place by the negative reptilian energies that overtook the Atlanteans at the time. And our DNA was changed, manipulated. And so everything is a reversal now of what happened then.
In the last, sorry to cut you off again, but we're coming down to probably like 2 minutes or less by my maternal instinct on the show here. Could you briefly give us a forecast of what you see in the future, and then if you could reiterate your website again, please?
Okay. Well, I see a hugely positive time for humanity, human ETs, and we are evolving. We are evolving into a new species of human, into illumined beings. We are going not back to Atlantis, but we are going beyond that into a future time where we have 13 strands of DNA, not 12. And that is coming, that has already started to happen. The Earth is shifting back onto her natural axis. My website is thepleiadianchild.com. Pleiadian is P-L-E-I-A-D-I-A-N. Please forgive me for my website, because it is very, it needs updating, and I'm in the process of doing that at the moment, but I just haven't had...
I apologize. Your website looks actually very nice and very clean. It's very well done.
Thank you.
Yeah, I definitely encourage everyone to go over there and support. Like she said, you know, whether there's not 144,000, it seems like even less going out there. So it's really important that we support everybody in our community. At the end of the day, we're not going to agree with every single person on anything, and that just means that you're a free-thinking person. So that's a great thing. But go to thepleiadianchild.com. Carol, thank you very much for joining us tonight. Very cool discussion.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank
you. I feel like I could just talk for hours.
V, are you there? All right. So we're working without V per normal, but V will be back. You know, that's like I said at the beginning of the show, there's three constants in the world: death, taxes, and V's problems getting on the interwebs and connecting with us. And, you know, they supposedly could put a man on the moon and have a conversation with him in 1969, but we can't get V. He's got multiple internet access portals, and we still can't get to him. So I'm not going to steal his classic line, although I would love to steal his classic line. But you've been listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio. I want to thank our guests. I want to thank everybody that's out there. Tune in tomorrow night. We're going to have a brand new episode yet again, and V will be with us. Peace out. Go check out our past cast, Red Pill Hardcore Radio, republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.